Kira from KiraWilliamsFitness.com, and today I want to talk about something that we all face at some point in our lives. We probably face it multiple times, and it's something that can really set us back from achieving our goals. So let's just get into it. Burnout. We're going to talk about burnout today. We all experience it, and we all experience it in so many different facets of our life. Like, we might get burnt out taking care of our families. We might get burnt out meal prepping. We might get burnt out in the gym. We might get burnt out with work. There's so many different, like, it's like every single aspect of your life you can deal with burnout in. And they can really overlap, you know? So like, if you're really burnt out with like keeping things neat and organized in your home, that might carry into having burnout in your relationship with your significant other. And then when you get burnt out in both of those things, then you might end up getting burnt out in the gym. I know I get really burnt out with work, and that can lead to me getting burnt out in my home life, and it can lead to me getting burnt out in my gym life. So there's a lot of overlap too, and everything is connected. And we are at that center of connection, right? So I want to talk a lot about today about like the signs of burnout, what causes burnout, and then how to deal with it. Because ultimately, when we get burnt out, not only are we irritable and we aren't our best selves, which affects others, and we don't want that, but it can also help, or it keeps us from achieving our goals, and we don't want that either. So we're going to talk about, you know, how to catch it before it really sets in, things that you can do so that way you don't actually get burnt out, and then you are less likely to suffer from the damages that take place. So I'm going to be looking at my notes here because I've got a lot to say about this topic, and I just want to make sure that I get to everything. So I know that if you're here, you're listening, you are probably already burnt out on some level. And I feel like the way that we are forced to work in America, it's like we're pushed past our breaking point. You know, it's like 9 to 5, you know, it's like, who even really works like 9 to 5, right? It's usually like 8 to 6, and then we have commute, and then we have like all of these other responsibilities. And that's a whole other topic for another day, because we probably are taking on more responsibilities than we actually want because we're avoiding having to feel something. But that's, like I said, that's another topic for another day. We have to do these things. We have these obligations that we have to adhere to, because otherwise we literally will lose the roof over our heads, and we won't be able to take care of others that we are responsible for. So, you know, my dog won't be able to live the luxurious life that he does unless like I work. So there are certain things that we can't change. And so we have to kind of work around those things. So if you're here, you're listening, you're probably burnt out on some level, or you've definitely experienced it. But we're going to talk a little bit about some of the signs of burnout. Some of them are going to be a little bit more obvious. Some of them aren't. Physical exhaustion. So this one, like in the gym, like let's say if you're like burnt out in the gym, you know, you show up and you are like, okay, normally I, you know, deadlift 135 pounds, but you pick up that 135 pounds and you're like, God, it feels like 185. So physical exhaustion on that level, but then also physical exhaustion where like when you wake up in the morning, it is more than just like, oh, yes, you might feel like that every morning. And I love my job. I love what I do, but I still wake up in the morning. I'm like, but this is beyond. This is where you are just like I can barely see, I can barely move. You are just so taxed that like it takes you a long time, and like coffee isn't even cutting it anymore. And that can have a lot to do with your adrenals and your cortisol levels, which is, again, another conversation for another day. So there's physical exhaustion, then there's mental exhaustion where you're just like, are you okay? Like, it's like, it's just laundry, right? And like a lot of times you're just like, whatever, it's just laundry. Like, I just have to, like, I don't want to fold it, but like, I have to fold it. But you're just like, are you kidding me? I have to do laundry again. Like, I just, and you can like barely bring yourself to the point of doing it. Or when it comes to gym stuff where you're just like, I can't even fathom going to the gym right now, much less figuring out what I'm going to have to do for my workout. Irritability. We're never irritable, right, guys? No, this is like all of these things I feel like have this like one thing in common where it's like excessive. Like, we're, you know, we're tired a lot and we're mentally fatigued a lot and we're irritable a lot. But this is like an extreme. This is like where it's like more than what you're used to. Like, you're more irritable than what you're used to. Like, if, you know, for example, like, I don't have kids, but like if my dog barks and like he can bark and I can just be like, Frank, come on, dude. Like, it's somebody out in the hall, like, give it a break. But then sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna rip my hair off if I hear him bark one more time. That's what I'm talking about. So it's like, everything is just like more, it's just a touch more. And then obviously when, you know, you're exhausted, you can't make it to the gym, you can't make it to those appointments, you can't like do all of the things on your to-do list, then things start to suffer and you start to lack, you know, when it comes to gym stuff, you start to lack progress in the gym. You start to, because like, you're just like, oh, I like can't even fathom meal prepping right now. And so you just kind of like eat whatever. And then you stop making progress in your fat loss journey. Or, you know, every time you go to pick up that barbell, it's so heavy that you're just like, I can't pick this up. And then you end up going with a lighter barbell. Then like things happen and you start, you stop making progress. And so that's one of the big signs too. That's like one of the later down the road signs. But then when you are like in your everyday life, you lose progress because like, okay, so you're just like, I can't fathom folding any more laundry. And then all the laundry starts to stack up. So that would be a lack of progress. Or like, you're like, I need to vacuum right now, but like, I just can't. And then there's dog hair everywhere. And then, you know, you just start avoiding like other things of your life. And that's where I'm talking about, like, everything kind of like comes together, right? So you're obviously like, you're burnt out and maybe you call out of work. So now you're avoiding work. Or you're burnt out in your relationship and you just become like super agreeable with your significant other, or you're just like, whatever you want to do, like, I don't care. Because you just want to avoid having that conversation. Or or maybe you're burnt out, like you're super burnt out with work and you know that you need to like call your sister or call your best friend, and you just start avoiding having to make that phone call or responding to that text, because sometimes it takes a lot just to send a text, right? And then so you start avoiding, you know, people, and you're like, oh gosh, it's been forever since I even like responded to that text. Like, now I don't even know what to say, because now it's like, it's been 10 days. And so now it's awkward. And you just like start avoiding that person as a whole. And so, these are some of like the more, you know, those are some of the signs of burnout. But like, I'm trying to think of like in my life, like when I know that like I'm on the brink of getting burnt out, like I will definitely like, I'll stop being super social with people. So like that avoidance thing, I'll like try and walk my dog like at non-peak hours so I don't have to talk to other people. I feel like for me, it's like a really like an irritability thing. Like if I don't have enough alone time, I get really irritable. Like I don't show up as my best self as a trainer. I don't show up as my best self as a coach for my online clients. I don't show up as my best self when I'm writing my clients' workouts. When I you know, don't show up as my best self with my husband and I'm irritable with him. I lack creativity. That's another big one too. When I'm just like, I don't even know, like I have to post a lot on social media, you know, that's how you guys found out about me. That's how you found out about this, what you're listening to right now. It's from social media. And so like, I get like, I just like, don't want to. And like, I feel like a lack of creativity when it comes to that stuff, because it's all due to burnout. And so, you know, we all have different ways that we notice it. But we have to pay attention. And when we start noticing the signs, you're like, oh man, you know, I'm starting to recognize that like, I'm avoiding people and I'm not being as social as usual. And like my creativity just isn't there. And I'm waking up more tired in the mornings than I'm used to. I'm just like really not motivated to do my meal prep. When you start noticing these correlations and you're like, I'm on the verge of getting burnt out. And so that's when you kind of have to like stop and you have to set a boundary around something. And I understand that a lot of our things in life are non-negotiable. Like you have to go to work. Like I have to show up down, you know, to like to meet my clients in person. I have to put workouts on my website for my clients every week. I have to clean up the kitchen after dinner. Like there are certain things that are non-negotiable for me and are non-negotiable for you. And so you have to do those things, but like, what are the things that you can set, that you can say no to or set boundaries around? So, you know, for me, I need to have a lot of alone time. And so I communicate that with my husband and I just say, hey, listen, you know, I am starting to get pretty irritable. I am rearranging, I'm moving one of my clients or a project that I'm trying to work on. I'm not going to do that on Thursday afternoon. And I'm just going to take the day or the afternoon to just kind of like be and do the things that like get, maybe get something cleaned up in the apartment or take care of a project that's just kind of like looming over my head. Or maybe it's just to go do something with my dog, but you know, you move stuff around so that way it works for you because you still have to take care of those non-negotiables, but you are setting some sort of a boundary. Or even like, I know this is strange, but, and you know, if you have kids, you probably have kids that follow you into the bathroom. Well, my dog follows me into the bathroom all the time. And when I know that I'm just kind of like in a mode where I'm just like a little bit irritable, I'm a little cranky, I have to shut that bathroom door. And I say, no, like I need my space. And then, you know, you communicate that with your partner, you communicate that with your kids and just say like, listen, my mom needs 10 minutes. You know, just communicate whatever that boundary is, because when you communicate what the boundary is, then like everybody else can kind of get on board with it and not fight back against it. But you know, you can do so many different things, that kind of like free up some of your bandwidth. And then once you free up some of your bandwidth, then you get further away from getting to that level of burnout. But again, you have to know what those signs are. So pay attention, look for correlations. And when you start noticing them, you gotta lay down the law, right? So in the world of fitness, like health and fitness, because that's what we're here for. That's why you follow me. Some of the causes of burnout that we might see like in the gym, in our fat loss journey, in our health journey, some really big things that can contribute to burnout might be overtraining. Like you're doing too much in the gym, you're showing up to the gym too many days, or your workouts are actually a little bit too hard. Because if you're having to put in extra hours at work to get a project done, or if you are having trouble with some stuff at home, then you know, you still want to do your 90-minute workout 5 days a week, that might be you're not getting adequate rest, and then now you're putting yourself into overtraining. You might be feeling like things are getting a little monotonous. And you can change a whole lot of different things when it comes to, especially workouts. If things are starting to get monotonous, you can, you know, instead of training Monday through Friday, you might take Wednesday off and train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Or maybe you don't take Wednesday off, but instead of going to the gym, you go for a walk. There's a lot of different things that you can do to break things up. You can change gyms. You can, I don't ever suggest not lifting, but maybe do following a lifting program. I go back and forth where sometimes like I do Olympic weightlifting, and then sometimes I just go do like your basic strength, like squat, deadlift, bench, etc. But just mixing that up. And then like monotony when it comes to like, I hear this a lot from clients, monotony when it comes to food. Change things up. Instead of always having like oatmeal with, I do this a lot, oatmeal with berries. Maybe you do oatmeal with apples in the morning for breakfast, or oatmeals with peaches. Instead of your typical salad for lunch, instead like do a poke bowl with rice and fresh vegetables instead of cooked vegetables. Or, you know, for dinner, you know, you get into this mode where it's like chicken and steak, chicken and steak. Okay, mix it up. Have some pork, have some turkey, have some fish. But just breaking up that monotony. Setting unrealistic expectations for yourself. I don't know anyone who does that. No, seriously. Just, it's not about, you're not lowering your standard for yourself as a whole, and you're not lowering the bar. You are not letting yourself like, you know, get away with things. But you just kind of have to be okay with meeting yourself where you are right now. So there's this idea that I kind of subscribe to. It's called the four burner theory. So if you look on a stove and it's got four eyes on four burners, right? And so we all have like different things that take up those four burners, and every single person is different. But so mine are my like home family life, like Tyler Frank. And then I've got my gym stuff, like my personal like workout, you know, wanting to look have a certain physique, etc. My social life. And then I've got my career, my business. So these are my four burners. And so sometimes one of those burners might be needing a little extra attention. Like if I get really busy with business, then it's like, hey, you know, Tyler and Frank, you guys might have to spend a little bit more time without me. Or like, I really don't spend as much time with my friends. Maybe I don't work out as much. It really depends on like how busy I get. So like, if we try to keep all four of our burners on high for very long at all, we're probably going to get burnt out. So assess what your four burners are. And then what I suggest is like, if one of them has to be turned up high, like your work has to get turned up high and you don't really have a choice on that one, then you might have to intentionally turn some others down. You might, as much as you want your fitness and health journey to be on high, sometimes you have to just go, it's okay, because right now, like my kids really need me and I am really slammed at work. So like, sorry, friends, love you guys, mean it, but I need a minute. And you might have to just say, listen, like I'm gonna continue to eat my protein and eat my vegetables and drink my water. And I'm going to, you know, just get into the gym on Saturdays and Sundays when I have a little extra time, and that's okay. I don't always have to, it's not always gonna be like this. So not just being more realistic with yourself. And then that kind of also blends in with the lack of balance. So if you get to a point where you're just like, I just want to work out all the time and avoid everything else in my life, you're eventually going to get burnt out. At some point, you know, we all like, I love working out. I've been super consistent with it for like 16, 17 years, but there are even times where I just kind of go like, you know, I'm just gonna like show up at CrossFit and like do a couple CrossFit workouts and like, you know, go for a few walks and do yoga and like that's okay. And then there are times where I'm like, all I want to do is go to the gym. So it ebbs and it flows, but we need to be seeking balance, because the more balanced we are with things, the less likely we are to get sick of them, basically. So anyway, now that we've gone over what burnout is and how to look for it and what to expect, and the way that it occurs, let's talk about things that we can do to overcome it. And we've already talked a little bit about this because that first thing is really just kind of like it's setting boundaries. And I know it's hard to set boundaries because we feel mean, we feel evil, but the key to setting boundaries and doing it in a healthy, positive way that's going to be a healthy and positive experience for everyone is just to communicate. You gotta tell your people, you know, you just have to say, like, I'm trying to think of, like, okay, so let's say you need to work out at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's the only way that you're gonna get it done. You have to just say to your husband, listen, I need your help getting the kids ready for school. I'm going to go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be tough, but I need your support on this because I'm already fighting an uphill battle by setting this new habit for myself, but this is really important to me. And, you know, if your husband's like, well, you know, I work out at what, you know, whatever time, like, okay, so how can we make this work where maybe I go in the mornings and then you go in the evenings, or we flip-flop, we switch days back and forth. And like I said, you know, with Frank, like I tell him, I'm like, hey, buddy, mom needs her space. I'm gonna keep you out of, you know, the bathroom while I'm getting ready today. Now, he doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about, but you know, our two-legged kids, you know, they might understand a little bit better. Communicating it with your coworkers, like, listen, I am on a health journey right now. I know that you're interested and you like to chat with me, but I really need you to not comment on what I'm eating for lunch. And, you know, I appreciate that. Communicate. Tell your people what it is that you need. And when you set those boundaries, they will understand them better and they're more likely to respect them. And then after you tell them what they are, you need to uphold them. Because if you don't uphold them, people learn very quickly by how we treat them and how we handle things. So if you say, you know, to somebody like, I know we usually do potluck Fridays, or like, you know, you bring in snacks on Fridays. I appreciate you doing this, but I'm not eating sugar anymore. I really appreciate it. And then they bring you a dessert and you eat it, then they're gonna know that you're full of it and that you're gonna eat all of the dessert. So you have to uphold the boundaries that you communicate. You have to set them, communicate them, and uphold them, because if you don't uphold them, then people are going to take advantage of you. Okay? So if you are mad because somebody is not listening to you, it's not just what they hear, it's your actions too. Okay? Understand that. Anyway, so the setting of the boundaries. But then, you know, we talked about like adding in variety and, you know, giving yourself more time to rest and more time to recover and, you know, doing new things, being just like focus on joy, like focus on the joy, especially when it comes to like your workout stuff. Just, you know, go in there and be like, it's leg day and this sucks and I'm tired, but like, you know what? I can lunge. And like, that's awesome because my legs work. Not everybody's legs work. I know that sounds crazy, but literally, I was at the gym one time and I was like, I don't want to do this. And then I looked over and there was a guy in a wheelchair. So that was like the universe telling me, like, stop, just stop it. Focus on your gratitude. The more you can focus on gratitude, it's life. It's completely life changing. Like literally 3 weeks ago, I was in the dumps, absolute dumps. I just felt so woe is me. And then I focused on gratitude and it completely changed everything. And yes, it took a few days. Of course, I needed to let myself just have my little pity party for a couple days, but I started focusing on gratitude and everything has completely turned around and I'm a much, much happier person in a much better space with a lot more bandwidth. So I'm much further away from burnout at this point. And just be mindful. You know, all of this really comes back to you being mindful and understanding where you are. Because if you don't know that burnout, you're shifting into burnout mode, then you can't stop it before it happens. And then you're in full on and now you've got to dig yourself out of a hole. So be really mindful. Be mindful with your eating. Respect yourself. Respect your body. Respect others. And others will respect you. And if you do those things, then you are far less likely to end up in a state of burnout. But that's it. It's been really long. It's 26 minutes. But if you've made it this far, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you for watching and listening. And if this is something that you are seriously struggling with, please reach out to me and let's talk. Because, you know, if none of these strategies have worked for you, then there is something that will, and we can work together and figure it out. So I got you. Email me, Kira at kirawilliamsfitness.com, or message me on my website or on social media. Anyway, again, if you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for always watching, listening, and of course, sharing this. Have a great day.